everyone. I'd like to thank all of you for staying around for the last presentation. And like Emily said, I'm going to be discussing my research on quantifying the timing and impact of nitrogen movement within switchgrass on crop sustainability. Here's a brief outline of what I'll be discussing today. I'll go through my introduction, the methods that I use, results, and finally end with conclusions. First of all, I want to state that there are two common ways of using feedstocks. You can use the fermentation method, or there's also thermochemical conversion fuel. One type of thermochemical conversion fuel is pyrolysis. Fast pyrolysis will produce a bio-oil. This bio-oil is similar to crude oil. It requires upgrading for use in engines. And one important thing to note is we would like to see a bio-oil that is low in nitrogen content. So one of those ways is we're hoping then to produce a biomass that's low in nitrogen to keep the cost down. If you have lower nitrogen in the bio-oil, you're going to improve the upgrading process. You're also going to have, you're going to reduce the unwanted products from forming during that conversion. Nitrogen, like I said, is bad in bio-oil. What it is it's a poison for the catalyst, and therefore, if you have a lower nitrogen content, it's going to improve the catalyst life, therefore making the process more economical in the long run. So you might be asking, how can we achieve this? We are interested in the translocation of nutrients, specifically nitrogen. This data shows, right here, produced from Heaton et al., that in switchgrass, the nitrogen in the plant components decreases over the growing season. But what we would like to be able to see is, where's that nitrogen going? And that's why we're concerned and wanting to look at the root data. So why is nitrogen movement in switchgrass important? We're hoping that this type of study will guide management practices and help determine the best time to harvest. It's going to reduce the need for nitrogen fertilizer, increase stand longevity, the how long that stand is going to be able to produce. It's going to produce a cleaner energy, and it's also going to produce higher quality bio-oil from pyrolysis. For just kind of a brief walking you through translocation of nitrogen, you have your feedstock, and in the fall, you normally have translocation of nitrogen to the roots as the shoot senesces. And in the spring, you're going to have the translocation of that nitrogen back up to the shoot as growing begins. And we're wanting to see when this translocation occurs and kind of how much is moving to the below ground and the above ground at each time. We also expect that if there is no translocation occurring, we expect to see a smaller plant, yield decreases, and overall the stand life is going to decrease over time. Like I've stated already, we know that low nitrogen in the bio-oil is a characteristic that we would like to have. So what we'd like to question is low nitrogen in the feedstock, is that going to equal low nitrogen in the bio-oil? Here are the research objectives for this study. For today's discussion, I will only be focusing on objective one, which are to identify nitrogen concentrations in above ground and below ground root biomass material in the switchgrass throughout the season. Here are my research plots that we used. These are located in Ames, Iowa, and they were set up as a split plot, randomized, complete block design with N equals 4. The main plots were switchgrass and corn, and the subplots were sample dates. They were April, June, July, September, and October. These were chosen to reflect switchgrass growth in Iowa. I do want to point out one important thing. This will help with understanding the data. And that is, for example, sample date one in each of the blocks was harvested in April 2009, and it was also the same plot harvested in April 2010. For my methods, for the above ground plant biomass measurements, we randomly select cut biomass samples from 2 1-meter square quadrants. A sample was separated into each of the plant components. Those samples were then dried, weighed, ground, and analyzed for total nitrogen. For the below ground root biomass measurements from those same 2 1-meter square quadrants, we took 4 soil cores taken per quadrant. 2 were taken directly below a plant and 2 were taken between plants to get an overall estimate of what the entire field looked like. In April and October, we went to 1 meter in depth, and during the growing season, we went to 0.5 meter, and those were separated out into 15 centimeter increments. Following collection of the soil cores, we then washed the cores to remove any soil using an elutriator, as shown here. The samples go into the mesh tubes, and water is rushed through it, and it goes through this for about 2 hours. Then we have to separate any roots from any rocks, sand, and anything left that's not removed from the elutriator. Those samples of roots are then dried, weighed, ground, and analyzed for total nitrogen. My data analysis, I want to mention that for analysis, I use SAS version 9.2. ProcGLM was used for the above ground data, and ProcMixed was used for below ground data. To get started, this graph shows the above ground switchgrass yield. I want to mention that this is in megagrams per hectare, and the x-axis shows the harvest dates. And these are all, the yields are separated out by plant component. A few things that I want to point out in this graph are that you can see July of 2009, the yields are peaking a little above 12 megagrams per hectare, and then you see a slight decrease with the rest of the season. But then from June 2010 to up to September 2010 of data collected so far, you see kind of a not a typical growth curve for switchgrass growth. July of 2010, you can see that there is a decrease in above ground yield as compared to 2009. This may be attributed to translocation not occurring at that time of harvest. This graph shows the total nitrogen of the above ground. This is in concentration of milligrams per kilogram, again by dates, and separated out into plant components. One important thing is you can see that the concentration is decreasing over the season, which is what we would like to see. And this is basically what we've seen with previous data, and how this graph shows the kilograms per hectare of nitrogen, and this is when that nitrogen is moving. And like is shown here, July of 2009, you have your peak, and thereafter, following into October and harvesting that following April, you have a lower nitrogen content. So this is one reason why, like I said, we would like to take a look at the below ground data. And now I will move into that. This shows the below ground switchgrass yield. Again, this is in megagrams per hectare by date, and I have it separated out into the depth increments for each of those harvest times. Most of the below ground yield is concentrated in the 0 to 15 centimeter range, although not significantly different. You see an increase to September, and then it kind of drops off. That could be due to roots dying and creating more. This graph shows the concentration of the below ground switchgrass total nitrogen. Again, this is in milligrams per kilogram. And there are some really important and interesting things being shown here. The concentration is high in April, and then you can see that it's lowest at July of 2009. Then you kind of see it increasing again and drop off a little bit. This then shows the below ground switchgrass total nitrogen in kilograms per hectare of what and when that movement is occurring. And this is showing some really interesting information in that following in April clear to October, you see an increase in the total nitrogen of kilograms per hectare in that below ground root biomass. And again, it's mostly concentrated in the 0 to 15 centimeter range. So in conclusion, I have some really important take-home messages. Based on this data, we can see that, and it implies that nitrogen translocation is occurring. Throughout the season, you see a decrease in total nitrogen, and then in the following spring, it increases. From this data, we can kind of conclude that over the course of the season, you see 37 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen translocating to the below ground root biomass, And then the following spring, you're seeing about almost roughly the same amount of 36 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen being able to translocate to the shoot as growth begins. And we also, like I said, in one of the things we hypothesized was if there was no translocation, as I pointed out in the July harvest date, we saw a peak yield in July of 2009, and we also saw the most nitrogen kilograms per hectare in that above ground material, but we also saw that the below ground data showed that the concentration of nitrogen was also at its lowest at that point. And this resulted, we saw smaller plants, the yield decreased, and we expect that the stand life will decrease as well. So in summary, this data is important and it shows the temporal and spatial resolution of nitrogen in switchgrass tissues. We were able to see where the nitrogen is located among the plant tissues and separated out by depth during the season. And we also were able to see when that nitrogen is the highest throughout the season. And I guess the most important thing is why do we care? And everybody wants to know why this information is important for them. And it's important for feedstock quality. You want to have crop sustainability. You want to have a crop that's going to be able to last a long time and not have to either drop a lot of nitrogen into it or have to replant it after 3 years of harvesting. And it's also going to reduce the feedstock costs in the long run for the purpose of thermochemical conversion. These are the people I would like to thank for their support, and I'd especially like to thank Iowa State University and ConocoPhillips for their support and funding for this project. And I'd like to take any questions or comments. Thank you.
We have time for a few questions.
Yes.
How much nitrogen fertilizer did you
put? In the spring, we put 75 pounds of ammonium nitrate on. In both 2009 and 2010. Yeah.
What cultivar of switchgrass are you using?
It was Cave and Rock.
Are there any other questions? Okay, well with that, I'd like to thank you for attending this session and I hope you have a great rest of your meeting.